News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now we're joined by Thomas Byrne, Minister of State for European Affairs. Thomas, you're here to talk to us about something different, but just to start with that, what is the government going to do in relation to this very clear and obvious problem?
Well, I certainly want to see this ended. That is stated clear. In fact, it's only a couple of miles outside my own constituency, so I have constituents affected by that as well. And I'm very happy what I heard the Taoiseach say in the Dáil and indeed at the parliamentary party meeting last night, and indeed what Dara O'Brien and Michael McGrath said. I think there's a united opposition, certainly within Fianna Fáil, to this practice in suburban areas. It's completely wrong and can't be allowed to continue.
Okay, all right. So you would expect legislation?
I certainly would, and I certainly want that, yeah.
Okay, now you are encouraging Irish people to consider working in European institutions. Tell us about this call today.
Well, I suppose over many years, we've had a lot of very famous examples of Irish people in the European institutions working there for Europe, but Irish as well. Catherine Day, David O'Sullivan rose to head the European Commission. And at the moment, we still have a lot of officials at very, very senior levels in the European institutions. But a lot of them now are due to retire in the next few years. And quite frankly, we haven't been getting the younger graduates into the system working as European civil servants. We're only getting one or two per year getting in. That's separate from the Irish translators, where we are getting people in. So we're not replacing what we've had. And, you know, I think the government's very concerned about it. I'm concerned about it. And I think what we're trying to do is trying to give more support to people in terms of the application process. We're trying to give more people within the Irish civil service the opportunity to become European specialists and perhaps then to work in Europe. We want to give more scholarships to the College of Europe, which supplies a lot of staff to the European institutions. And also we're working with the European Union in terms of the application process, which anybody that's gone through it will know it's extremely lengthy and difficult. And I think it's the length of it that really puts people off. It could take a year and a half or more to see our way through that. So we're trying to do it. We're trying to highlight it as well. A lot of people aren't aware of the different range of opportunities that's there. So you will associate Europe with translators. You'd associate it maybe with lawyers, but you mightn't think of agricultural scientists, or you mightn't think of food scientists, or indeed pharmacists. We will now, because the European Medicines Agency, European Space Agency is there as well. It's not a EU body, but you know they're recruiting as well. So there's a whole range of areas that we want people to consider when they think about an EU career.
So you're kind of General Kitchener. Your country needs you in Europe.
Your country definitely needs you in Europe. Europe needs Irish people there. We have disadvantages in that we're not as multilingual as other countries. And I've had this discussion in News Talk on a number of occasions, and it's a really important discussion in the country at the moment. Yes, the Irish language is acceptable as a second language. It's an official language of the EU. But even then, the standard that's required would be very, very high. And it's certainly not the couple of focal. And then if you want to get promoted within the institutions, you need a third language. So this is something that I suppose as a society we have to address. But for those who do qualify, we really want to urge people to get involved and examine this. And we have Catherine Day today speaking at the launch, which is on at 12:30. You can register for it at the Department of Foreign Affairs website /EU jobs. We've about 500 people already registered to take part in this. So there is a huge interest out there, and we certainly want to drum up as much interest as we can, and really to give people the help that they need, because there's a lot of help needed along the process.
Just before you go, and look, you mightn't even have time to read this story yet, but the paper is reporting today, the British paper is reporting today about British plans to give an amnesty to British soldiers accused of crimes during the Northern Ireland Troubles. Would you care to comment on that? Do you have a view on that decision?
I haven't seen that, and I think on that basis I won't comment on it, because I know that certainly Simon Coveney was talking to the Secretary of State yesterday. I haven't spoken to Minister Coveney about that meeting yet, so I think it would probably be best on a sensitive matter me not to comment at the moment until it's been meeting Simon Coveney now in the next hour, but I haven't seen that story yet.
Okay, fair enough. I did land it on you. So thank you indeed for talking to us, Thomas Byrne, Minister of State for European Affairs. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.